At the very beginning of the human story, humanity was given a mission. It reads this way at the beginning of Genesis. God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." Then God said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground." Then God said, "Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. Everything that has life." After Jesus' death and resurrection, Jesus met with his disciples several times. Finally, before he left the world, he gave them this mission. He said, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Human beings generally, and followers of Jesus specifically, are to be mission-oriented people. But how that idea of being mission-oriented works itself out among Christians and within churches can look very different. Today, we will be talking about that on Covenant Weekly, podcast episode 11, Our Mission Philosophy. Imagine with me a good friend, maybe a relative who has just gotten into a business venture. They are so excited about that venture, and all they want to do is talk about it and get others into it too. You're glad for their excitement, but it's not what you're excited about. Still, every time you talk about it with them, all you hear about is their venture and about how great it would be for you to get into it too. As this goes on for weeks, months, or years, how do you feel about the venture? How do you feel about spending time with them? Because you know it's going to be all about hearing about that venture. How does it make you feel? Or imagine it isn't a business venture, but a cause, a good cause even, and your friend or family member has just immersed all of themselves into contributing to this cause and representing that cause. They're constantly telling you about this cause and encouraging you to be just as passionate as they are about it. And while you think it's a good thing, your time and energy and efforts and passions, they're aligned with other things. And your friend or family member just doesn't seem to understand it. In fact, every time you try to change the topic away from their cause, they get upset. A couple of times, they've even insinuated that you don't have compassion because you don't have the same level of passion about their thing as they do. As this goes on for weeks, months, or years, how do you feel about their cause, and how do you feel about spending time with them? Most of us can understand and can relate to someone else being excited about a business or a cause or something that they are just excited about. In fact, usually we are excited to see that they are excited about something. But it can become a struggle when in their excitement they expect that we must be just as excited about their thing as they are. And when that excitement turns to judgment because we aren't as excited, then we can actually start to lose appreciation for their excitement or for the thing they're excited about. This is precisely how many churches operate when it comes to thinking about mission. Church leaders are often guided in this way of operating by books, conferences, and consultants. The idea is that since Jesus calls us to mission, the church must be on mission with God. So far, almost everybody agrees. That's not a hard thing to agree with. Practically speaking, how this often plays out is that the leadership of a church or the majority of a church discerns what that singular mission should be that God has called them to, and then that becomes the focus for the church, for everyone who calls that congregation home. So church leadership might discern a specific cause that they can focus on. That's great. You know, that cause is promoted and pushed and elevated. Inevitably, the church's structure begins to staff that cause, and recruitment becomes focused on supporting the cause. It can, over time, develop such a place of prominence in the church that the very existence of the church gets tied up with the cause in question. In my time in church and ministry, I've seen this happen with schools that churches have run, nursery schools. I've seen it happen with ministry to seniors. I've seen it happen with crisis pregnancy centers and music ministries and several other things that could be great, that can be really great opportunities. But if someone who is a part of that church doesn't have a passion for that core cause of the congregation, they can be made to feel left out or on the fringe, or sometimes even like they don't have a good enough spirituality because they don't care about this important thing enough. It's easy for a good core cause to become the thing that's at the center of a church's existence and life together, rather than Jesus being at the center. The worst extremes of having a specific cause at the center of a church's life together could lead to people being used as tools to accomplish a cause or a mission, rather than being included as members of a family. Here at Covenant, as we've thought about mission, there are two things that we want to establish when we think about the mission Jesus invites us into. First, it's important to understand that Jesus does indeed invite us into his mission of loving the world, inviting people into the Jesus family, and learning to fully live out the Jesus way together. Those ideas are reflected in our words, beloved, belong, and become. We are all invited into this mission of loving others. We are all to be inviting others to find belonging in the family of Jesus, and we should all be growing in the way of Jesus. And a big part of that, as I mentioned, is that each of us is invited on mission with Jesus. Christianity is not a spectator sport. We should be actively engaged in loving the world that Jesus loves. That's a very important first idea when we think about mission. It's for all of us. But here's the second thing we want to establish. The way that we live out that mission may not be the same for you as it is for me. The thing that God puts on your heart that aligns with your skills may not be the same as it is for everyone else. So rather than having pastors or the board or a group from the congregation figuring out what Covenant's mission will be, what that one thing is that we're going to be excited about, we take the approach of wanting to help you discern and engage in the mission God has for you. Now, for some of you, this might be easy. You have something that God has clearly, you know, shown you that this is what you're supposed to be involved in. If that's true for you, that is awesome. My desire as a pastor is to cheer you on, to encourage you when you need it, and to help support you in your mission. Others of you, you're excited about the idea of getting involved in something, but you really aren't somebody who would tend to look and find something on your own. You need somebody to invite you specifically into something, and you can try it and see if it works. If that's you, that's great too. Let me tell you about some of the opportunities you might want to try. Here's a couple of the mission things that we have people connected with at Covenant. We call them compassion projects. These are things that people at Covenant lead that might be a good fit for you. The first is our Water Street ministry. This is a relational ministry that uses music as a connecting point with adults who live at a full-time residence here in Penetang. A small group of people goes over to the residence once per month to sing with the residents. Right now, they're doing it outside together. Now, because the singing is with them and not for them, there's no skill requirement to join them. This is really about getting to know and love people who often go unnoticed in our society. If you might be interested in helping to build relationships with this group of people and joining with others at Covenant in this ministry, in this mission, this might be a good fit for you. It's once a month in an evening and music. They try and find creative ways during holidays and other things to bless the residents there, but it really is primarily relational. A second compassion project is monthly meal programs that we operate out of All Saints Anglican Church Hall here in Penetang. We run them there because they have the space and it's closer to downtown, so it's more accessible. The meal program actually has two different teams. One serves a breakfast once per month, the other serves lunch once per month. Each team consists of a small group of people that set up for the meal, prepare food, serve the guests, and then clean up afterwards. The ministry serves those with food challenges in our community, some of whom have housing challenges as well, and helps to create a social environment for many who really need that type of space. Our meal programs have been running as takeout operations for most of the past 2 years, but as the weather gets warmer and as people are able to regather, the programs are seeing a significant increase in numbers. You know, if you're somebody who needs a direct ask, here is a direct ask for some of you who might need an invitation to try something. Our breakfast and lunch programs are in need of some new volunteers to help accommodate the higher numbers and to help make sure that there are enough people serving when volunteers are away for vacation. Again, the rules are fairly simple. If you have a little bit of food prep experience, they need help prepping the simple meals. If you don't want to help with food prep, there's setup work needed. There are people to greet guests and to serve food. People are needed to clean up. The need is once per month on a Thursday, either in the morning for breakfast or on another Thursday for lunch. If you'd be interested in getting involved or at least trying out what it's like to be a part of the breakfast or lunch program, now would be an ideal time to see what it's like. First, because the numbers are going up for the meals, and second, because the lunch crew would like to put on a special lunch on the Thursday before Good Friday. In fact, if you know someone who would benefit from a nice meal on that day, the crew would love to know about it so that they can prepare extra for anyone who would enjoy it. I was talking with someone just today who they were really hesitant to join in with the breakfast program because they didn't think that it would necessarily be something that they would be good at. With some prompting and encouragement, they gave it a shot, and it has become something that just gives them great joy. They love being able to do that and serve and care for people in our community in this way. If you have any questions about Water Street or about the meal programs, please let me know. My email is John, J-O-N, at covenantchurch.ca. I would love to put you in touch with the program leaders so that they could explore with you whether or not these opportunities for mission might be right for you. I know that Kara and Vera, who are the point people for Water Street, Terry and Bee, who lead the breakfast program, and Guy, who leads the lunch program, they would be excited to welcome others alongside them in their mission in our community. Again, I already know that some of you are engaged with what God has for you. Others of you need that invitation, and I've just shared an invitation with you to consider a couple of opportunities. Others of you might just want more conversation to help you process possibilities. I would love to have that conversation with you. It could be an informal conversation where we talk about things that interest you and skills you may have and just wrestle with where those might fit. You know, if you want something more formal, I'd be willing to have that conversation with you too. I'm certified to lead people through a spiritual and natural gift assessment called Grip Berkman, which could help you discern how God has uniquely shaped you. I would love to walk with you through that process to help you find a place in Jesus' mission where you could thrive and find joy. When I think about how we want to approach mission at Covenant, I think of the slogan Home Depot used for about a decade. They said, "You can do it, we can help." You know, if you have something God has already called you to, that's awesome. You can do it. We can help. If you want to join in with what others are doing, that's awesome. There's some teams that would love to have you join them. You can do it. And we can help. And if you want help discerning what God might have for you, I'd be glad to walk with you as you discern it. I won't tell you what the thing is that God has for you. That's not my place. But when it comes to discerning God's leading, you can do it. We can help. In the coming weeks, maybe as early as next week, we're going to be talking with someone who sensed God's leading and took a step to follow God into a specific mission. It's led them into relationships and work that they could have never imagined before. I'm hoping their story is encouraging for you as you seek to discern how God might be leading you. And it's possible that through that conversation, God might invite you to join them in what they're doing on mission with God. It's not a quote-unquote covenant thing, but because they're a part of our covenant family, it is a part of what covenant is trying to support and encourage. If you have something you're involved in, I'd love to have conversation with you too, so that others could hear about it, because we want to encourage and support each other in whatever it is God is calling us each to. The beauty of this way of approaching mission with Jesus at the center of our life together is we can celebrate the many diverse ways God's mission is being accomplished through us as a covenant family. Covenant doesn't have one mission thing that we're expecting everyone to get behind. Our mission is to support each other in joining in whatever God is calling each of us into. As you think about what that might be for you, I hope you are encouraged. You can do it. And if there's any way I can help you, please let me know. I have just three things I'd like to talk about before we go. First, I shared a couple of weeks ago that we had some graffiti sprayed on the back of our church building. Well, last Monday, I got around to getting quotes to remove it, and those quotes came in between $800 and $1,000. I told each of the people who gave us a quote that I had a board meeting on Tuesday evening, and I'd be able to get back to them on Wednesday morning. Tuesday morning, during our men's connection, I heard what I thought was our neighbor at the church using a pressure washer. I didn't think much of it. But then after our meeting, I went outside and saw a bunch of fresh sand on the snow behind our building. And the wall was clean. The graffiti was gone. Someone came and sandblasted it from our building, and I have no idea who it was. It may have been somebody from Covenant who wanted to do it anonymously. It might have been somebody from the AA group that meets in our buildings on Monday and has to walk past the graffiti to get to the back door. I don't know who it was, but I am so, so grateful for their kindness to come and remove it. It saved us immensely, and it's so helpful to have it gone. If it was you, thank you so much. If you know who it was, please thank them on behalf of our church. It was a wonderful gift to have it removed. Second, as you know, the mask mandates have been lifted in Ontario, and we've shared online in an email and in our Sunday service last week that while we're not requiring masks at Covenant, we are asking people to please wear them on Sundays. You know, the nature of our Sunday morning gatherings make them a higher risk context for vulnerable people, and we really want to protect them. We will welcome everyone, but you will see signs asking people to wear masks, and there will be masks available for people if they would like to take advantage of them. Thanks for your understanding in this regard, and thanks in advance for working hard to love each other well, regardless of how people respond to this request. Finally, for the past couple of Sundays, I've mentioned the Kakwa retreats that are coming up. The next retreat on their schedule is the Women's Retreat, running from April 29th to May 1st. I know the speaker for the retreat, who is Melissa Richter from Crossroads Church in Puslinch. I've met the music leader for the weekend, and that is Ann Cook from Waynefleet BIC Church. And I have interacted with the young woman who is leading the paint night. Her name's Katie Weens, and she's been a Kakwa staffer for several years. It promises to be a great time for the women who go. Angie, my wife, is planning on going and would love to connect with other Covenant women who would like to go as well. So if you're interested in going, let me know. Again, the email address is John, J-O-N, at covenantchurch.ca, and I will pass your information along to Angie so that she can connect with all those who are going and maybe share rides up and travel together and just a chance to connect everybody together. I pray that it is a great relational connecting opportunity and just an encouraging time for all who participate. As we go through the remainder of this week, may we continue to pray for all those impacted by the conflict in Ukraine. May we pray for love and unity in our own nation that is full of division. And please remember to pray for our college and university students who are entering into their final stretch of the semester with exams and assignments. This Sunday morning, we will be considering God's power during our 10:30 a.m. gathering. I look forward to connecting with you either in person or online if you can be a part of that gathering. As you go now, may you go excited to join Jesus on his mission of love to the world, whatever that may look like for you. God bless. Go in peace.